It's a story fitting of Halloween, the legend of Sleepy Hollow, and the Headless Horseman. Today we go to the location where the tale was set. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Washington Irving spent some of his growing up years around today's Sleepy Hollow, New York. As Karen Frazier explains, it was his character, Ichabod Crane, who sought to win the hand of the beautiful Katrina Van Tassel. But Crane was scared out of town one night as he raced towards a bridge, chased by a supposed headless horseman.
So he gets to the bridge, and he looks back, and he sees this figure on a horse that supposedly, depending on how you read the story, chucks something at him like a pumpkin. And then the next morning, all they find is the horse kind of wandering around. No sign of Ichabod whatsoever.
Irving based some places and characters on real life in the area, but it was mostly fiction. Yet people still flock here today.
All the time people come to look for where was the bridge? Because that bridge doesn't exist anymore. And I tell him, well, that bridge was in Washington Irving's imagination. He wasn't even living here when he wrote the story.
People love to come here and imagine. And Karen has some tips on sites to visit to get in the spirit of the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
There's another bridge further off into the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery that's very picturesque. It's all wood. If you drive across it, make sure you do it with your windows rolled down because the boards are loose and it sounds like hoofbeats going across. It's very impressive. But it's also not the original bridge, but it looks really good in pictures.
The city of North Tarrytown was renamed Sleepy Hollow, New York in 1996. It was fitting since Washington Irving's tale brings so many people here.
The high season really starts like the middle of September up until like the first or second week of November. And October is bonkers. There are so many things to do around here and so many people want to come visit.
The local historical society provides many walking tours of the local sites with ties to the famous author and many other interesting sites from the past. Traveling the countryside in Sleepy Hollow, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.